stuff, and
I'm sorry, Mikey, I just cut you off. You were starting to say...
Do you want me to run the Adobe room for you? Because I could get that thing up there so that you wouldn't have to
ignore
the chat.
Well, I think we've got such a small group that and we all know each other so well at this point, if folks just chime up, if they have something to contribute, we'll handle it that way. So the recording's been started. What we're at Thursday, March 3rd for this HSTLD call, and starting really the editing, kind of the final editing process for the final report. For the record, folks on the phone today, we've got Dave Piscitello, Mikey O'Connor, Paul Smosher, Lynn Goodendorf, Pam DiCiccio, Michael Pelage, and myself, Craig Schwartz. Has anyone else joined the call since we started a moment ago? Hearing none. So, Michael, did you want to start with some words, or how do you want to run today's call?
Let's just deep dive and get it done.
Deep dive. So what's displayed is a version that Mikey O'Connor sent me this morning. He started to make some edits or some comments to the document that was sent around yesterday. So I'm working from what he provided. And
is that a red line or a clean version?
I'm displaying the red line.
Okay, fine.
I think, I'm displaying the most recent red line. This is one version past the red line of all the changes you all made. This is just what I've made basically in the last 24 to 48 hours.
And then this includes Mikey's changes will also appear as a red line. So I'm just trying to figure out, is this ICANN red line, Mikey red line, or both red lines together?
It's both red lines together, but from the ICANN red line perspective, it's only the changes I made in the last day or two. All of the changes that the various folks submitted last week have all been incorporated.
Excellent.
Okay. So we have page one, the status of the document, and I basically took this format from what the Zone File Access Advisory Group did just to make a general statement about it. We don't need to keep the status statement, or we can keep it or we can get rid of it. Hearing nothing, that sounds to me like we keep it and we move forward. So we've got the executive summary, and there's still a highlighted section at the end. Whether we actually need to say anything more, I think folks on the call can decide.
Yeah, I mean, put it this way: as someone who originally left that in there 6 weeks ago, I think there's no longer a need for that place. There's no longer a need for that placeholder. That's kind of my, my sentiment. Whether we may want to sort of polish up the executive summary so it has a smoother transition, or whether what's there is sufficient enough, I'm flexible.
And the other thing that I thought we might include here is a little bit of what was added to Section 8 last night about the potential for future work by this other community-led type group. I mean, we could add a sentence or two here that would wrap that in, wrap that kind of recommendation in right at the start. Let me just kind of go to that page real quickly, Section 8, that is. And so I wrote this yesterday, and I did run it by Dave Piscitello just for kind of a technical eye check on it. I mean, the very first sentence, there's consensus within the group that more work could be done to develop, yada, yada, yada. Is there consensus within this group that statement is accurate?
I think it needs to be, I think you're missing some. I mean, I think what we've talked about here, right, going back to, if you look at the executive summary, this is we're talking about trust here, right? And trust is more than just you have your servers configured properly. It's the multidisciplinary aspects that goes towards enhancing trust. What I see here is getting back to more just a technology 101 approach, right?
Okay.
I mean, to me, if we leave with that, we're actually just going back to where we started, which is we've learned nothing then, is kind of my sense.
Well, so if you go down, a couple paragraphs where we have all these questions, maybe trying to wrap this in earlier is better than having it down three paragraphs.
What happens, Craig, is, as I said, I just flew back from Brussels yesterday, so I didn't get a chance to.
Okay.
I would say most of the stuff to date I've been fine with. Eight here. I'll take a read and I'll have something hopefully within the next, say, 24 to 48 hours. But
that's fine.
Can we perhaps start at the top and work our way down before?
Absolutely.
So quick comment, Craig. What you may want to do is replace that current yellow comment with just a brief note or a brief question that says, "Do we want to incorporate some of Section 8?" or something to remind us to close that loop.
Thanks, Pam. And I think it was Lynn may have done the editing on this section. Have folks had a chance to read through some of what got circulated yesterday afternoon?
A little bit. I like this section.
And it seems a little bit tedious to go through this line by line, but if folks want to take a moment to read it and then we can chat about it for another couple moments, we can pretty much do that with almost every section in the time that we've got allotted for the call. I'll go through too and make sure that all of the references, the section references, are accurate.
There we go, 90 seconds on the clock.
Oh, just a quick, sorry, do we want to wait until the time?
No, go ahead, jump in.
Just a quick English thing. Second paragraph.
Yeah.
It starts, "At the other end of the spectrum was the belief the problem and goal statements were never properly defined, and uncertainty about the incremental security and trust benefits that the proposed program either would bring or would be bringing, not would be bring."
Yeah. About would bring.
Good catch.
And that's exactly the level of detail that all of my changes in this document are at. I have no substantive changes in my draft.
All right. So as a group, are we ready to move on to page 4?
Fine.
Yeah.
All right. 90 seconds on the clock. Start reading.
Thank you, timekeeper.
I'm using an app for that. Gotta love the iPhone.
You know, I'm not sure that we need to actually spend 90 seconds on all these pages, because
if we get done
these
soon,
haven't
Mike,
changed
yeah, just...
at all. You know, I mean, this page hasn't changed in like three drafts.
Yeah, this is Paul. I'm good with this page too.
Yeah, me too. This is Lynn.
Ditto, Pam.
All right, moving along.
Same here. I'm fine with this page.
Yep, agreed. Nothing's changed. Anybody needs to reread this?
Nope.
All right, page six. All right, let's give 30 seconds, let's give 60 seconds just for some of the edits here.
I don't think any of these are really edits. I think these are just links.
Yeah, these are all these
the blue stuff
underlined.
Is all just links.
Yeah, they're links.
All right, just reading through it, 20 seconds down.
Just a grammatical wording thing on the paragraph under snapshot number one.
Yeah.
It just sounds awkward. The development snapshot was of the activities completed. I'm trying to think of a way to rephrase that. I think it's just
about
a little bit.
About the development snapshot describes
the activities. Yeah, that's better. Or do we want to say described past tense?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah. Yep, yep. I'm fine.
Yep.
Yeah, let's go on to the next page.
I'm also fine with this page, except, you know, unless there's grammatical stuff. I didn't read this one real carefully for grammar, but the content's fine.
Oh, I agree.
All right, I'm done. Anybody else?
Nope.
Lynn? Take your time.
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right.
Oh, on the second line, I think we're just, again, this is just a typo thing. I think it's detailed the significant progress it had made in development of draft control standards. I think we're missing a
preposition
there, yeah.
All right, Pam, you, what is it? Lynn, you have 2-1 lead on, what is it?
typos.
Yeah, we're going to keep track of grammatical brownie points right now. 2-1.
Oh, wait, I'm just so excited because I've got at least 3 coming up.
Okay.
Well, I mean, this is good. If all we find is, like, little grammatical tiny edits and typos, then I think that's going to be a good thing.
Yeah, me too.
We could probably make a call to bring somebody in on the call that would slow us down. But anyway.
Josh.
Whoever added the red lines in the section did a good job.
I think that's a move, actually. I think it just came from down below and moved up. Yeah.
A move and a little bit of text.
This is Paul. I have one minor grammatical one too. I think in the paragraph starting with the primary focus, the control worksheet, the first red line, the control worksheet was the product.
Paul's in the game with one.
I'm glad you guys are having so much fun with this. And it makes me smile.
Now this is the stage where you have to make it fun or you go crazy. I'm fine with this page.
Yep.
Yeah.
So does anyone think it's strange that under section 4.0 there's no text at all? It just goes right to 4.1?
Oh.
Yes.
I didn't notice it, but I don't think it's a showstopper. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think normally you just have like one little introductory sentence or something.
Yeah, I'll add something there.
All right. So there's a grammar. The group undertook an effort, another article. Under paragraph 3, the text, I guess that's the third paragraph, undertook an effort at the beginning of its work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Pelage is in for a while.
Can't let you guys have all the fun, now can I? Although, since I wrote this, that shouldn't really be a brownie point. I'm only correcting.
Oh, that. Yeah, that doesn't count.
I wasn't going to say that, Michael, but you did.
Hey, I'm fair and balanced, baby.
Yeah, you know? That was you get AOC brownie points for that. Full transparency.
That's how I roll.
Michael, I don't know if this was your phrase or somebody else's, but hardcore technologist.
Yeah, I just spotted that one too.
While more hardcore technologists did not participate.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I mean,
I think what happens is I may have picked that up back when we were. This was when Dave was proposing the. Remember when we went down that route of. "Quote unquote technical only calls, but the same people showed up anyway."
Oh.
So,
I guess hardcore is the term that I'm kind of thinking we should rephrase. Maybe while more technical specialist.
I'm fine. I mean, as I said, if you and Dave want to come up with something, Dave, what would you like to propose there?
I think Dan's wording is fine.
That was Lynn.
I'm sorry, Lynn.
All right,
yeah,
so
technical specialist instead of hardcore technologist.
I think the term is Internet Jedi, right?
Jonathan Frakes joins the call.
Jonathan Frakes is in there.
Frakes is in the room.
Frakes on a plane, man.
And then I have a comment on the very last wording in that paragraph. Other attempts to increase more technical participation include having separate policy technical teleconference during the drafted of the proposed control elements comment, but unfortunately this did not seem to have any change. Do you mean did not seem to increase participation? I wasn't quite sure what you were or the just did not, I'm not quite sure what you're trying to say, did not have any change to the...
I think we could lose that sentence, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it really adds a whole lot.
I agree, Mikey.
We all voting to get rid of that?
Vote accept. Moving on.
Ooh, okay. I like the button push vote. That was cool. We could all do that.
Financial impacts.
Yeah, my word is complaining about that sentence, saying it's not grammatical.
Which I'm sorry, Mikey, where are
you? It's the middle of the the light text paragraph under paragraph 4.
Yeah.
Second sentence.
Yeah,
I agree.
So Word is saying registry operators participating in the group of potential operational and financial. No, it's Word is totally confused by this one.
No, this was probably done 3 a.m. in the morning. So yes, this is. So what I'm trying to get across here is, I think Pat, when he was participating earlier on behalf of VeriSign, as well as Brian Cute when he was participating on behalf of Affilius, I think both of them tried to share some of the, if you will, operational and financial impact concerns regarding some of the early things. So that's what I'm trying to embody here.
I've got a suggested wording change.
Okay.
However, the group was briefed by the registry operators participating in the group, and then substitute regarding for the word of.
Yeah, regarding their concern.
Potential operational and financial impacts of than given. So.
Can I make a suggestion to make it even simpler at the front end? What if we just said, participating registry operators briefed the remainder of the group.
With regard to the financial impact and operation, yeah, that would work too.
All right.
Yeah.
Is it impacts or is it impact?
Packs.
Yeah, I'd go for plural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's much better.
Great.
And guys, what about the sentence after that? To me, it's a hard to read one.
Yeah.
Would it work to just flip it around to say the group would expect ICANN to provide a detailed analysis as required by the AOC if it undertakes unilateral action? Would just switching it around make it read easier?
I like that.
There's nothing like active voice. I'm for
it.
Yep. Active voice, agreed.
Do we Do we need that in a similar fashion as they did in the vertical separation issue?
No. This is Mikey, former junior co-chair of the Vertical Integration Working Group. We don't need that.
Based upon what happened in Brussels, I'll defer to Pam and Lynn.
You know, I have to admit that I'm not knowledgeable about the vertical separation issue.
I'm not either. I'm too new.
I think it drags a whole bunch of hair and mothballs into this that don't need to be there.
Well, but what happens, though, is it's more of a placeholder. Yes and no, right? So let me just tell you the reason I included that is depending upon how this report gets twisted, buried, used, whatever you want to call, box ticked, it is important in the grander scheme of things. I mean, I think this what I'm trying to do here is this goes back to the exchange that occurred between Greg and I think it was Crocker approximately, say, 4 weeks ago when it was talked about, well, are you going to untick the malicious conduct box? And it was, you know, not necessarily, let's just say it was an enlightening exchange between both Greg and Steve.
Although, Michael, are you really making your main point, which is, you know, if ICANN is wanting to do any unilateral action, they must do what is required by the AOC. Isn't that kind of your real point there?
So, well, here's what I'm going to propose, since we were making really good progress. Highlight that section, and I will polish it.
I think Pam's on the right track, Michael. I don't think any of us disagree with what you're trying to accomplish. It's just that when you drag VI into it, you pick up a whole bunch of other confusions that dilute your point rather than emphasize.
And put it this way, Mikey, I agree. This will be, it will not appear as it currently appears, okay?
Do you just want a little bit of time to think about it, Michael, to rephrase it?
That's what I am amenable to potentially deleting it, rewording it, but in the interest of moving forward, talking for 10 minutes is probably not going, you know, I think this is something where I just need to think on it for 24 hours. So let's,
yeah.
Because, hey, Mike, this is Jonathan. It seems to me like you're saying that there were a list of overarching issues and that one of them was malicious conduct and that this was sort of meant to tick that box next to, is it being discussed and addressed? In essence, is that correct?
As I said, talking about this for the next 10 minutes is probably not going to, I really want to think about it. I'll probably give Greg a call as well because I did share some of his points that he was raising in his dialogue with Crocker. So, again, just trying to get done as much as we can on this call. It's highlighted, and instead of MP to revisit, I would just say group to revisit. So I will redraft text, and we as a group will figure out, you know, what is the consensus view of what needs to appear in the document, and I will give the group something to consider. So,
or just send an email, Michael.
Exactly.
To our list, yeah.
Do we actually still use the word telephonic?
These days we tend to prefer telephonical.
Even better.
Or telephonic Ian.
So, do you want to just say telephone Q&A session?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
And I would like to punctuate the following paragraph right after it starts, while there were concerns expressed during the group deliberations, and a limited number of participants at different times during the work period. However, the group remained open.
However,
there you go.
Yeah, that's a nice
nice edit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, good. Maybe you might get 2 points for that one, Pam.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go. Double bonus points. That was double
jeopardy. Oh, boy. Pam is just out there blazing the trail. Man, oh, man.
Good grief, did we really have 31 volunteers?
At one point in time, yes.
Wow.
So, a question on the last sentence in the first paragraph. It says, statements of interest members are viewable at the website and here. What's here?
It's a link to the PDF of all the statement of interest. You want to just say viewable at the HSTLD public wiki?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I added this line about the contributing authors. Whether folks think this is important or not, I mean, you all have done a lot of work, and I thought there was some value to this, but I'm not wedded to it one way or another.
I think that's nice. And I do think that the people getting the report need to realize that it wasn't 31 people producing this final report.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to, Craig, if you want to give yourself a little cover, you can always say the primary contributing authors. That way, if someone says, I said two words on a call.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, the thing that amazes me more than the 31 participants is the 46 meetings. I would have sworn it was more like 461 meetings. But
oh,
nothing. You know, time dilation there, Paul.
Actually, I think it's at least 47 because I know one of our calls was not recorded, and I basically went back and counted the number of recordings on the HSTLD information page.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there was the one where when we switched over from Verizon to Adigo, we
had the call with Trustee.
Correct. Which is one of the
ones I really wanted to listen to.
I think it's really the only time we've not had a call is during the ICANN meetings.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to point out too, wasn't there another not recorded call that we actually referenced earlier, which was the call on the RFIs?
Well, what we did there, Paul, was the first half hour was non-recorded, but then when we started recording, we did a brief intro to explain why the 40 minutes.
Right, okay. Good point.
So, brief edit in the second paragraph, and then that's in 4.3, the stimulus for the meeting were comments.
Yeah, I'm good.
Me too.
I don't see anything else there.
Yeah, me too.
Yep, moving right along.
You guys are doing great with this.
I've got a passive to active voice idea.
Okay.
Right under 4.5, that first paragraph, the last sentence.
Yeah.
If you just flip it around so that it said the group received 30 questions from the RFI and they, along with their answers, the group received 30 questions about the RFI from the period 22
yeah.
September, blah, blah, blah. And they, along with their answers, can be viewed here. I'm really feeling the need to get on the scoreboard here.
I'm thinking put about the RFI before the from the period 22nd September.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, 30 questions about the RFI from the period. Yeah.
Yeah. So just delete. Yeah, there you go.
And then you could just delete and start a new sentence. They, along with their answers, may be viewed here. Or
about the questions along with their answers.
Yeah, the questions, yeah. Yeah, but just a separate sentence. Yeah.
So do I get assist points for that one?
You get 0.5, half a point. Mikey here.
Yeah.
First sentence of the third paragraph.
Yeah, I was looking at that too, Mikey.
Is that a period or a comma?
Where?
Or a space? So it says there was consensus among those on the call that ownership or administration of the HSTLP program or some other verification process, comma, including issuance of a seal, should rest with ICANN. Is that a comma in there or is that just...
Yeah, it's a comma.
Okay.
I think that's grammatically correct.
Thank you.
I'm okay with that, Paige.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
I think this part of the report, too, is going to be very valuable in helping other people who haven't been working along with us to understand why this did take so long, and that it has been difficult to just come out with some kind of very clear-cut conclusion.
Not easy to wave a magic wand.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll mention here on Trustee that I did make sure that the two guys at Trustee were aware that, you know, that this was going to be in our report. They had a chance to review it, and that they're aware that, you know, it would be publicly available. So I wanted to make sure they were comfortable with the content of what we put here.
Much, much appreciated for that outreach, Lynn.
Craig, your mouse is over the sentence that I was thinking might benefit from being chopped up.
He's trying to prevent you from getting additional points, Mikey.
Yeah, I know. It's life isn't fair. Dang it!
I'm not even crazy about it in the context of the course of the group.
Yeah, maybe just get rid of that and start. There have been discussions.
Yeah.
It works.
Maybe there have been discussions within the group raising the concept of a labeling seal for registry that would have undergone a successful audit.
I'm sorry, Pam. Say that again.
Within the group, raising the concept of a labeling seal instead of that.
Oh, that reads better. Thank you, Pam.
Oh, you're welcome.
Grr, she's getting more points. Dang it.
Is someone really keeping track of the points?
Of course, we're very competitive. I'm not. Craig.
I'm just whining about them. I'm not keeping score. That last sentence in that paragraph needs a lot of work. I don't know if we want to do it now, but it's rugged, and needs to. My intuition is it needs to be broken in half, and then, you know, so maybe just mark it as. Come back and tidy that one up. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I think the intent is fine, but it's a long, convoluted.
I'll play with that one.
Yeah.
So, Craig, you're going to take the lead on that one?
Yeah.
All right.
So just so folks understand the process going forward, or at least the way I'm thinking it makes sense. On all of the edits that we're making today that we agree on, I'm going to accept all of them this afternoon,
mm-hmm.
And then we'll only redline in items that that needed to be revisited from today's call. So when we meet again on Monday, we could look just specifically at those last changes.
Perfect.
Agreed.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so here's section 4.7. I fall on my sword.
Well, my two—I get 2 points here. The first one is in the third paragraph, the second from the end, where I thought the word "included" might be better mentioned or acknowledged or something. It didn't read right to me that the BITS response included that they.
Right.
It
could be stated. It could be acknowledged.
I like acknowledged. I like acknowledged. That's good.
Hey, get extra syllable points for that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's always good. We could do this like Scrabble. Double word score?
Yeah, double words. Double letters.
Yeah. There's good letters in acknowledged. And then the one in the last paragraph, just changing has to have, was my thought. I'm clawing myself back up into the middle of the scoreboard.
So I had have, and then it puts this green little fuzzy line under it. So I kind of went back and forth between have and has.
Oh, that word thing gets really goofy on that kind of stuff. And
yeah,
I decided the word is just wrong on that.
I think so, too. I think have sounds a lot better. Reads better. Oh, here you go. A presentation of the options is provided below in the highlighted section of each response.
Yeah. Does this sentence even make sense to have here?
Are there options below?
Yeah, I don't...
Is there a highlight section?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think it's that KPMG highlights section right there.
Oh, yes.
So you could put highlights in quotes there.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. That's better.
Provided below in the quote highlights
section
of each response or something like that.
You want quotes?
Yeah, I'm mostly anti-quotes, but in this case I think it works. And then I'd capitalize it too.
Yeah, I would too.
Guys are hired.
Yeah, we're rocking here. I'd split the first sentence right under KPMG highlights.
Okay.
KPMG devoted significant attention to presenting assessment options and their pros and cons, period.
Following
what follows.
Yeah.
Yeah, or
following. Following is a brief summary. Colon.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's another good game, is how many words can we take out?
Uh-huh.
You always get points for take. You got 4 takeout points there. Look at that.
Woohoo.
A knit.
Yeah.
You sometimes have plurals and sometimes singulars on the pros and cons.
Yep.
So you may want to make them all singular. Because there's a con there, that's singular. But then, you know, it's just, it's like, it's kind of weird.
So something needs to happen to KPMG recommended audit approach to include, oh, never mind. Okay, I just read it wrong, to include periodic assessment.
Recommend.
You might put an audit approach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To make that read a little smoother.
Hey, guys, this is Lynn. I apologize, but I've got a meeting, and I'm going to have to drop off now.
Your points on the table. That's like leaving a poker game before.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Oh.
I hate it. I'm really enjoying this.
Well, thank you, Lynn. Thanks, and as I said, we'll see you on Monday's call, okay?
Okay. Talk to you guys then. All right. Bye-bye.
I can only stay on for another few minutes because I, too, have a meeting coming up. So I didn't know this was a must-be-present-to-win contest. But
So do you have any substantive stuff, Paul, you go?
No. I'm at the moment, I'm good. Okay. I'll hang on for a few more minutes.
Because I think, all of my changes were like the stuff we're doing, just
Just keep on plowing through it, then. We've made pretty good headway. Let's keep on plowing through.
Are people done on page 16?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I would change around to regarding. In that red sentence?
I learned the use of that word around from my old boss at the PR agency I worked for. And he used the word around a lot. And I inherited that from him.
Well, this is almost like psychoanalysis. You know, I would never be able to stand a call like this. Find all the quirks in my writing, you know. So you're being pretty brave, Craig.
Sorry, just going back up here for 1 second. Can someone remind me what PCI stands for?
I'll have to look it up real quick.
I think it's on that table. Sorry.
Payment card industry.
Thank you, Michael.
You want to lose those two carriage returns under the next bullet?
They're already deleted.
Oh.
See that big line right here?
Ah, okay.
I'll make sure the spacing and the pagination's right when we're at the very end.
Yeah, okay. I'm fine with that page.
Hang on, maybe it's just I'm reading it wrong.
That's okay. What's up?
Auditing firms are via license and responsibilities, and liabilities are defined in the license.
Oh, that's a good catch.
Auditing firms
are are certified, not certified. I mean, they are something. They, you know.
Maybe auditing firms.
Maybe it's accredited.
There you
auditing
go.
Firms are accredited via license, comma. So then a comma after license. Or maybe a semicolon or a colon or whatever's right in there. And then responsibilities and liabilities are assigned in the license.
License. There you go. Much better.
Oh, I'm holding in there.
You
I'm
are.
I'm still not up at TAMS level, but definitely in the middle of the pack. Wait a minute. Last sentence, second to last bullet on that page, Craig. The determination regarding rather than about.
Yeah.
You just don't like the word regarding. That's the key. Now we know what the deal is.
Hey, guys, I'm dropping off. This is Paul.
Thanks again for your contribution, Paul.
Thanks
Paul.
A lot, man.
Paul, are you going to be in San Fran?
Not sure yet. It probably will be Lee, but I may be heading out myself, too.
All right. Take it easy. Have a good one.
I would say compliance framework, audit criteria set. Principles, criteria, and illustrative controls provide for more flexibility and prescriptive standards. Yeah?
Yeah. That one's a tough sentence. It's like
there's
more going on there than just that.
Yeah, so that you know, that's kind of the danger when you try and summarize lots of text into just these bullet points.
Right.
Is sometimes you lose something. So you know, if any of these sound really askew, I can always just take a note to revisit them.
You might give yourself a comment to just take a look at that one again, Craig, and see if maybe from the original notes. That one's a little puzzling.
I would just say international participation, important if program wishes to be accepted worldwide. I don't think you need in development, do you?
Nope.
Yeah, I agree. Oversight body, important to monitor success of program. I get that. Reflect needs of stakeholders. And
making changes in what?
I assume in the program.
Right.
And so,
how about updating program when necessary?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so important to monitor success of program. Did you say accounting for the needs of stakeholders? What did you say?
I said reflecting the needs of stakeholders or something. I mean, I'm not.
How about oversight body important to monitor the success of the program and updating the program to reflect the needs of the stakeholder when necessary.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's way better.
Nice, Pam.
For tomorrow's success of the program, and updating the program to reflect.
How about the changing needs of stakeholders?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I think you can lose the when necessary.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the tabs like that too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So communicating audit results, seal watermark, report cards help the public realize the effort that's gone into maintaining controls or the maintenance of controls.
I actually kind of like the maintenance of better. I don't know why, but it does seem like it kind of emphasizes this notion that controls do need maintenance.
Exactly.
Holistic value proposition? I mean, I know we're going to California soon, and I've grown my hair out really long, especially for that occasion, but not sure that I know what a holistic value proposition is. I would just leave that.
I like whole. Well, we could go back to like an STI and what do they call it? A tapestry. I prefer a holistic as opposed to a tapestry or something
like
that.
Yeah, I was going to lose that whole clause, actually. I don't.
Which one?
The value proposition thing. I mean, value proposition to whom? What are we talking about? I mean, that doesn't have a whole lot to do with assessor organization or employer. I mean, I think the employer and the assessor both need to be qualified, but this value proposition stuff, I don't get that.
There's something screwy.
I would kill and also.
What'd you say, Jonathan?
Well, we still have the word and there, right?
Yeah,
is that just
that's
leading
into
the
final bullet. It's one sentence. It's bullets, and so the and is...
Got it.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine there.
Yeah.
This is like those whereases.
Square brackets.
There's something wrong with this sentence, too. But change be complex to manage. Change can be...
Yeah, it can
I think
be.
You can just...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I would leave it without the to users, because it's not just to users.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to manage and explain to all kinds of stakeholders. So you could say to stakeholders if you wanted, but I think it's okay just to leave it the way it was.
I think I would change it to initial self-assessment rather than self-assessment initial.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sorry, where, okay.
First bullet under proposed assessment program. In the remediation one, remediation, colon, should occur within 1 year or the full readiness assessment should be conducted or will be conducted again, maybe. So it's just missing a couple of little
The second bullet under there I'm having trouble with. Same as above, plus point in time ready for can be on unqualified. I'm not quite sure what that's saying.
Yeah, which above? Is it the bullet above?
I mean, I think you just need to highlight that one and rework it, because I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what it's trying to say.
Craig, are these your words, or are these words that you're summarizing from somebody else's document?
There are lots of words from someone else's document.
Yeah, okay. So maybe the document itself will give you a clue as to what's...
Yeah, I'll go back to that.
What's cooking there. The other thing is, in the next one, operative effectiveness period... Right. If we're referring back to numbers, we ought to number something. And
right.
If not, we should tidy that up, too. So you might want to include that in your comment to rework.
At this point, seal would be issued.
Issued.
Or reissued.
Yeah.
And then what is the self-assessment renewal saying? I'm not quite sure. Is it saying that...
It's...
You know, one of the things we might want to do is go up into the introducing bullet, because the proposed assessment program bullet doesn't really... No. You were on the right page. You can roll back to that page.
Go lower.
No. It's staying right on that page that we were on. It's just that the black bullet above the little open circle bullets that we're working on that
right.
says proposed assessment program.
Right.
I think what we need to do is, and again, I think this is one that you can just put a comment on, we need to describe what these little open circle bullets are, because there's some sort of choices, but it's not clear what the choices are. See what I mean?
No.
I mean, it's like initial self-assessment, and then there's a description of stuff. HSTLD readiness assessment, and then there's... Are these possible documents? Are these possible approaches? Are these possible stages?
I think that these are steps, right? There's the initial self-assessment.
So then in that bullet that you've got your cursor on, put a little final sentence that says, possible steps could include colon.
That
would really be helpful.
It's not possible, but it's not, I mean... This is what they've outlined, so it should just be steps.
Steps of the process include, or steps include is fine.
Yeah, then you can follow it and say, oh, it's a sequence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I think is causing a lot of the confusion. And then you may have to work some word magic to number this little part. Because that's what's, I bet what happened is that the document you drew this from, these were numbered instead of just...
Well, they were actually just bullets. They were just kind of lots of standalone, like, sequential paragraphs of text that I extracted into the sequential bullets.
Ah, okay. Now, I think with that change and then, you know, those two comments, you know, I think you know where we're headed with this. But
okay. Yeah, I'll play with this one some more.
And then, you know, if you go down to the bottom, to Pam's point before, self-assessment renewal,
I think what you're wanting to say there, it's not because that's the next step. You already had your HSTLD audit. And then you're going to go ahead and reload your self-assessment documentation, right?
Correct. So you've kind of got the initial, you have your initial self-assessment, then you go through all these steps, and then there's a self-assessment renewal after 12 months.
No, it's this, that right there, HSD, so HSD audit conducted after 12 months. That's the part that doesn't make sense to me.
I think maybe what they're trying to get at is that the self-assessment needs to be updated with the results of the HSTLD audit.
Oh, okay. Well, if that's the case, that would clear it up.
So why don't we say, I mean, this is the advantage of using action words at the beginning of bullets. It's another one of those old rules.
Okay.
Because then what you could do is you could say, update self-assessment.
With,
colon, or with, the results of the HSTLD audit.
No, leave that there. Or is that what you were thinking, Mikey? I was thinking about putting the updated after the colon.
Either way is fine. I mean, if you put update in front of the colon, you'd have to rework all those bullets. So that they all had an action word at the beginning.
Yeah.
Which, you know, would read better, but it's not that. I mean, so then what you would do is you would, starting at the top of those seven circle bullets, you'd say conduct initial assessment, conduct HSTLD readiness assessment.
But you know what? That doesn't flow with the rest of the way it's written.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it would stick out like a sore thumb. So I think you're right. Stick the update in where you've got it. I think that's the right approach.
Update self-assessment with.
Yeah, update self-assessment with the results from the HSTLD audit. And then lose the rest of the sentence. So lose conducted after 12 months. Yeah.
What's the difference between the practitioner is engaged to issue opinion and the bullet below that that says an opinion should be issued for the HSTLD?
I think that in the first one, that's a series of choices. They can either issue an opinion or conduct a review or conduct procedures. Those are all audit firm geek terms. And then the opinion I think you could lose that bullet because it's covered in the preceding one.
Yeah. Unless there was something else that was trying to be said there.
Yeah. in the next chunk, the engagement types chunk, we've got one cons bullet that's sort of...
That is kind of strange.
So one way to solve that would be to substitute, make it a sentence rather than a bullet that's part of the bullet above it, and say drawbacks to this approach include colon.
Right, because you've already said in the one above that the one above is not ideal. So this is just the same type of way of documenting the drawback.
Yeah, and I'd forget trying to cram A's and B's into this. Just do it the way you're doing it with two sub-bullets.
Okay.
Or make it one long, giant sentence with commas in it, either way.
Tell me when you're ready to go on.
I'm ready.
Okay, in the next set, how assessment is supported by registrar and reseller operations.
Right.
Second bullet. I would just say assessment could be done against specific controls and criteria, period.
Yeah, I think that's right. The right to audit bullet, is that trying to say right to audit is built into or should be? Is this norm?
That's a good question.
I mean, is that something that's in the RIA now? Or is it something that they're suggesting should be put in?
I think it's something they're suggesting should be put in.
That's what I would expect, because I would think that that's a big change, and we should make sure that you might want to comment that and run that one to ground, because you know the difference between those two is a pretty substantial difference. And I guess the question then is it just the registrar agreement, or is it also the RIAA?
Right.
So should we instead see whether it makes more sense, right to audit should be built into...
So the right to audit is between the registry and the registrar. I mean, the RAA is between ICANN and registrars.
Yeah,
so,
and you know what? That was kind of like we never did. Did they actually provide a recommendation one way or the other?
Yeah, we should run that down. Because remember, we're recapping what they suggested.
Right.
And so I think your comment is right on. I think you need to run back to the original source and find out sort of what their intent was there.
Yeah, so I'll make sure that I check on all this.
Yeah. But since it's a recommendation, I would think that should be is where they're headed.
Um,
Time to implement 10 to 12 months. Time to implement what?
Time to implement the program.
The actual, was it the accreditation or I forget what term they used.
Hey, Eric, are you on the call? Why don't you jump in with that?
Who?
Eric Bruner Williams. Well, because I don't understand what you typed, Eric. Eric is typing stuff in the chat.
Oh.
Yeah, and I can't quite parse it. So I was thinking maybe you could jump on the call here. And
oh, I've been in full screen mode, so I've missed that.
Mm. Yeah, I can't get... I can't get back to... Well, I can stop sharing for a moment.
Eric is typing. I'll just... I don't think we've muted you, Eric. Anyway, I'll read what Eric wrote, and maybe with all these folks we can figure out. When we were talking about... I think we were talking about the RRA stuff, and Eric typed, there is no contractual vehicle, comma, if it is added as a duty to the registry agreement, then it may exist in the registrar contract. A duty can be added to the registrar accreditation agreement to perform the audit created in the registrar contract. So, I think what if I put word in Eric's mouth, I think that it gets back to that comment we made, which is we should parse, you should run back to their recommendation and sort of pay some close attention to that whole chunk, because there's this big, giant chain of contracts that gets drawn into this, and we need to know what they were recommending there. Eric, is that close to what you were trying to get at? You can just type it in the chat. Yeah.
Okay, so hold on here for a second. We still have about a half hour left in the call. Eric, would it be possible to perhaps drop out and then dial back in to see about why you've been muted? Could you do that? We could put it this way. I could pause for 90 seconds to allow you to drop out.
Eric's typing. I'm about to go to a parent-teacher conference. He's leaving in minutes anyway. So I think he's saying carry on.
All right, and I as well have to go. I have a parent-teacher conference as well at the top hour. So anyway, let's continue to plow forward. And Mikey, thanks for picking up Eric's comments there while I and others were in full screen mode.
Yeah, no worries. And, these are notes of presentations that others made, so, I don't know that we need to beat the heck out of them, but, as I say, all of these changes, well, except that last one is substantive, so it's good that we try to focus on those, I think. In the interest of time, I'd be willing to sort of accept the notes with sort of an overall note to Craig to maybe run through and give him one more brush up. But
let's just put it this way, Mikey. We've gotten through almost half of the document.
Yeah.
So
I'm worried that some of the stuff at the end, we had the issue that we talked about last time with that Lynn and Paul worked on. I just want to make sure we get to some of those before we're done today.
All of this red seems to be very well written. I don't see any problems with this.
Yeah, me neither.
I wrote this yesterday. It was pretty fresh.
Yeah, it's good.
then we've got this table.
And I would punt on this for now.
Well, okay. Let me. this is the one area I'll be a little. I would like to just go through this sequentially here, Mikey, on this one. So,
well, on the in that right by your pointer, right there, Craig.
Whoop.
There's an extra bullet in that, I think, unless it's just an artifact on the screen. CPA firms cannot administer the HSTLD program as, and then there's a bullet in front of criteria on my screen.
Yep.
I think it's just got an extra carriage return in there. If you just put your cursor in front of
as
criteria and hit backspace, you should get rid of that bullet. Yeah. No, backspace. Delete. One more.
That's
backspace
weird.
Backspace. You're doing carriage returns instead of
the
other way.
No, I'm doing backspaces.
All right, put it this way. Craig, you'll figure out with Word how to make that little bullet point go away.
There's an extra. That's a Word artifact, I think.
Exactly. Make bullet go away. All right, RFI response. This is. All right, looking good.
Get on the table?
So.
I'm fine with it.
Okie doke, I'm ready for the next page.
Pillage, you still on the table?
I'm fine.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you say that. So this is the section 5 that was just tweaked earlier, last week by Lynn and then Paul. And yeah, I guess everybody just take a chance to read this one more time.
This is Mikey on the top of the page there, I think losing the word keenly doesn't impact the meaning of the sentence at all.
I'm sorry, where? Okay.
So it's right there. It was made apparent, or it became apparent.
I like became.
I don't know if you want to hedge that at all and say implement a certification program at this time. You know, I don't think that they slam the door forever.
I'm
not sure about that. You guys are a lot closer to that conversation than I was.
No, I think that's good. I don't know why the quotes are around trust, but.
Oh, this is Schmoser. He loves quotes. He puts them in and I delete them. But I will, yeah, I like that better, but I hate quotes. So on the next sentence, if adopted, period. I don't get that.
Yeah, so I think it's...
Could we lose that?
I think it's a duplicate, because it's kind of duplicating. So it says, Deloitte's chart identifies issues that should be considered in any implementation, and then it goes on to say...
Oh, maybe it got a carriage return. Maybe it's really to belong on the end of the last sentence. In any case, I think we could lose it.
You want to lose...
So one way to interpret this is that it goes on the end of the last sentence. Deloitte's chart identifies issues that should be considered in the implementation of any trust or high security program if adopted.
Period. Yeah. There
period.
It is. Oh, that makes a lot more sense.
And then I'd stick a carriage return in the to break that paragraph up. Yeah.
And then I would act a voice again. The issues identified in Table 5.1 may provide a roadmap of issues to be discussed embedded in developing a potential compliance program. And then get rid of the help of the framework.
Yeah.
And delete the in developing a potential compliance program in the beginning of that paragraph and just start the sentence with the issues identified.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pat.
You betcha.
And then that last paragraph at the bottom of the page, I read pretty carefully, and I'm fine. It might be nice to break it up just a little bit. So, like, one thing if I were writing this on my own is the sentence that starts two examples of where.
Yeah.
I might break that into a separate paragraph just to make it a little easier to read. Just stick a couple carriage returns in there.
Oh, yeah, better.
And then I do the same with the sentence that starts with the PCI compliance program. But then I think we got to work on that sentence too. That one's a little awkward. I think that it's an active passive voice thing. You could start it. Certain members of the group felt that there is a level of assurance with the PCI compliance program.
Correct.
Albeit the assurance is limited to the confidentiality, blah, 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 blah. And you might put a comma or a dash or a semicolon or something after PCI compliance program. I don't know. I don't use albeit enough. I'm totally on the fence about that. Pam, what do you think on that one?
Alrighty, I'm thinking about actually Certain members of the group felt there's level assurance of the PCI compliance program, comma, maybe, albeit the assurance is limited to the confidentiality of credit card data, comma. Does that make sense? Certain members of the group, consistent with the overall goal. Yeah, I think that might do it. But another,
yeah, another comma after consistent. Or,
And then that makes sense.
Yeah,
level of assurance,
that's way better.
Program consistent with the overall level of assurance with the PCI compliance program. The part that is consistent with... there's a part I still don't like, consistent with the overall goal of the PCI program. It's like it's restating.
Okay.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Members of the group...
Well, one way to do it is put the to mitigate clause in parens, because the period really wants to go at the end of the overall goal of
the PCI program,
period.
Right.
And you could either just lose the rest of that, or you could put that in parens to remind people what the goal is.
Perfect. That's much better.
Yeah. Much more better.
That's good, Mikey. All right.
Okay, then. I'm okay with that page.
Yep.
So we're not going to change anything here because this is not our writing.
Yep, these are not our words. Good, we leap ahead.
Yeah, so what page are we on now? We're on page 29. This is very
good. Long.
All right.
Okay, so now I'm getting back on the boards again. The highlighted yellow part, what Paul was trying to do is highlight that there were different positions with regard to the nature and scope of such a program. And
so
what he wrote was scope positions. And then I expanded that to nature and scope positions, which didn't make any sense. And so then, Craig, you did your darndest to make that make sense by sticking the word of in there. But that's not really what he was trying to get at. So I, after looking at that about a million times, I came up with that language in brackets as a possible alternative. That says positions with regard to the nature and scope of an HSTLD.
Can we just say nature and scope of positions regarding the HSTLD program?
No. That's the difference. It's not the nature and scope of positions. It's different positions with regard to the nature and scope of HSTLD. We differ on what an HSTLD program is, so that's the nature. And we also differ with regard to the scope of the program. So that's the problem that we're solving with that heading there. Maybe Pam can lunge to my rescue here.
Oh, sorry, I was multitasking just then.
All right,
we need your we need a Pam intervention here.
Yeah,
right.
Pam intervention needed.
Needed. Okay, let's see. One can consider in two categories. And the scope.
The first are essentially the positions related to the nature of the program and the scope of how extensively to apply that program. So then all I was trying to do in that heading was summarize that.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have anything to do with the positions. It has to do with this. With
scope and, I would say scope and application of position?
No, because it's not of the positions. You go back to that second sentence in the paragraph, the first lead-off paragraph. One can consider the range of positions in quotes, considered by the group in two categories. So what this heading is trying to get at is the categories of positions. That's what's going on here. The first category, and maybe that's the thing to do, maybe we need to clarify this. So let's get rid of the quotes and positions. Thank you, Craig. And then the next sentence, the first category is essentially the positions related to the nature of the program and the scope of how extensively. And that will make it clearer to people what's
yeah,
being summarized.
That helps a lot.
Do we even need to keep the word essentially?
No.
No, you get a word subtraction score bonus for that.
I still don't like, I think we can say, tell me more about this, because I think this is still not clear. The positions related to the nature of the program and the scope of how extensively to apply a program. Because to me, scope is functionality related. That's not implementation related. And that's why I'm having a problem with this.
The issue, let me use other words.
Yeah.
Because you're right, scope is confusing this. The other words is the range of positions had to do with who was subject to the rules. Registries, for sure. Registries and registrars, probably for sure. Registrants, ? End users, ? That's the scope issue. So the way that Paul wrote that was the scope of how extensively to apply the program. So we could just say and then lose a bunch of words.
I think I'd get rid of scope.
Right. So and the and yeah. How extensively yeah, and the so you'd lose the scope of say and
I'm sorry.
How extensively to apply an HSPLD program.
Just a quick interjection here, Craig. You had previously said you were just going to accept everything. Since we're talking about the range of positions and some of Paul's comments here, so perhaps
yeah.
You could accept everything up until 6 and just leave
yeah.
Some of these proposed red lines yeah. Or edits for what is it, Paul, to review, just so that he's up on speed on things?
Oh, yeah, and actually, any of the other folks that have dropped off the call, you know, because this is fairly, this is important.
This is pretty important.
As just being chair, trying to steer and keep things fair and balanced here, I think everything up until this section here has been fairly mundane, just making a better final work product. So I have no problem with the gross accepting all changes. This, though, I think we may want to leave the red lines in there. So we're all in agreement there, and just wanted to give Craig a heads up.
Yep, got it.
That's perfect.
And then I think that I would change the word extensively to broadly.
Yeah.
Right under your mouse there.
Yep, I think that helps, too.
Because that hints at the scope thing,
and
but doesn't
I mean,
use the scope word, and thus doesn't quite confuse.
Or you could even be more direct and say, put a paren after HSPLD program, i.e. registry, registrar, registrant.
Yeah.
Because then people know right away what you're talking about.
Right. Now, here's a total nit. Pam, I need a ruling from the I defer to your judgment on this. I would write an HSTLD program.
I write a.
So I always thought the rule was that you used an only when the word started with a vowel.
Except for H.
Except for H?
Right.
Right. That's right.
Hey, yep. This is Jonathan.
Yeah.
Can you include, if you're going to call out registry, registrar, registrant, can you inject reseller between registrar and registrant?
Yeah, for sure. I agree with that. I think what we want to do is get as many words in there as we can.
Right.
Because that was one of the fundamental questions that we never got resolved.
So.
And also stick in end user, because one of the things that kind of reared its ugly head is that some of these control checklist items actually applied to end users.
And why don't we put in, you know, comma, etc?
Yeah.
In case we've forgotten anyone?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think we got everybody in there, but there might be a case, like a hosting company or
right.
yep. service provider that we didn't mention.
That I think that is so much clearer as far as what we're talking about. Good.
Yeah. And I'll leave AHSTLD as an unresolved
consensus item. A high security, blah, 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 blah.
If you wrote it out, then A high security is fine. But when it's in a phrase like that, it's an. And it's a pretty subtle point. But my English teacher at school would have wrapped my knuckles on that one.
And that's why you remember it.
And that's why I remember. And Craig, or Dave Piscatello went to the same kind of school I did, I can tell.
If Dave and Mikey both said it, it must be true.
Yeah, well, at least we went to the same kind of school.
We both actually received an education.
So Craig, I'm going to be just a quick administrative point here. We, according to my clock, we have 9 minutes left on this call,
yep.
correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I think we've made pretty good progress. I mean, we're definitely, I think, more than halfway through, because a lot of the summary of comments that you've done, I think, should be able to go through rather quickly. My question is, do we want to, Monday's call, according to my outlook, is only scheduled for 1 hour. Do we want to propose right now maybe boosting that to 2 hours? Because then that would definitely give us the time to, I think, wrap this up and put a bow on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are we going to start that call?
Well, I think it was tentatively called for 11 o'clock. Hold on, let me go back to this. We were going to go with 12:30 as usual.
Right, and maybe we do 11:30 to 1:30?
I'm asking our editor with pen in hand. Craig, what's your flexibility on Monday?
Yeah, I've got a BC member call that will
what time
make
is that,
it hard
Mike?
For me to... It starts at 10 Eastern and goes... I'm translating time zones as I speak. I think it goes to 11:30 Eastern, but I'm not sure.
Hey, guys, I'm gonna have to drop off.
Okay, so...
I think Pam is the runaway winner on points.
So what happens here is, I'm just trying to wrap up here because I think we're done for editing today here. I just want to make sure we have a clear path forward for Monday's call. Would it be better to perhaps go from 12:30 to 2:30? Craig, what is your time on Monday?
12 to 2 would be better for me than 12:30 to 2:30, but I can move something around.
12 to 2 works, Mikey, and that should give us enough time to finish up the BC call, correct?
Yeah, you know, I think we'd just drop off a little early. You know, those BC calls tend to run pretty long, but I think we can. This is in terms of my priorities, this is much higher priority than BC.
All right, so what happens here is, Craig, if you could perhaps do two things here. One, send out a new call information for Monday, 12
Done.
To 2, just so that everybody knows about the change in which we're going to try to wrap it up. If you could also as well send out version 8, which would include all of the agreed-upon changes, and then just I think there was maybe only 2 or 3 points that still needed follow-up. Then the rest that we've not yet gotten to. So if you could do that, that would be great, version 9. And look forward to talking to everybody on Monday. Any final closing comments, Mikey?
No, except that I'm sad to have not kept up with Pam on points.
All right. Jonathan?
You know, what's been wonderful is everybody's kind of covering the stuff I'm seeing as we go. So I've only had a couple semi-points. I think I win the Silent but Deadly Award this week.
All right, excellent, excellent. And Pam, have you dropped off yet, or we lost Pam? Okay, Craig or Dave, any comments?
Nope.
No,
all right.
Just a big thanks to everyone. This is a good exercise today.
As usual, it's painful, but we're getting there, and it's in agreement, which is always helpful. Thanks again, everybody. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
See you, Mike. See you, Craig. Thanks.
Craig.
Left.